A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when the threat of giving the Terra Nullius non-people a voice was exacerbated by a further threat, a treaty, dividing the country even further on racial grounds, so logically expressed by the caring business class and hayseed and sheepshed parties, verified conclusively by the incisive minds of the Lord Rupert of Wapping News Very Limited lackeys, or, sorry, journalists, who know we can't have a racial divide with a race that doesn't exist, with non-land, non-people. And that's one of the problems with not having nearly enough detail about this voice thing. And indeed, never able to have nearly enough detail about this voice thing, which runs the risk of implying the non-people might just be people after all. And as for a treaty, we have absolutely no detail. Deputy caring business class Supremo Susan Lees and Dregs expressed her concern by an interviewer suggesting we are talking about the voice thing and not the treaty thing, while Susan picked up the red herring that fell out of her handbag. And are all things to all arch-conservative people Supremo and would-be big Supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, bemoaned he could not attend Gama because they, you know, might say, you know, like, hurtful things, so I can't gama-gama-like. And there's nothing worse than hearing hurtful things from people who don't exist, and there's a lot of non-existent non-people at Gama, and it's a sad reflection on the racial divide these people want to bring to our homogenous no racial divide in the slightest nation that the entire coalition front bench feels it cannot attend Gama when all it wants is a sensible debate and vital detail, detail, detail. But how can you have a sensible debate with Terra Nullius non-people and a government whose detail is never enough detail? Global economic giant PwC, for pricks with confidentiality, was forced to comply with a tax practitioners board order that it train its staff in honesty. Indeed, honesty, integrity, and keeping client information confidential. And I'm sure we could all spot the big problem here, because obviously it couldn't be in-house training. None of them would have the slightest idea about the subject matter. They'd have to commission an outside consultant. And then we thought, but they'd be hard-pressed to find any consultant who also knows anything about honesty and integrity. So, not sure how they circumnavigated that dilemma. To do to death an analogy we've thrown up a few times lately, it's like asking a snake not to be a snake. No connection, of course, but a mortgage broker reported this week the big four banks had increased their interest rates for new customers over and above the rate increases announced by the Reserve Losses Bank. And obviously you've done the same, over and above with the interest you pay depositors. Of course not, but to balance the books, we have reduced those rates in proportion to the increased rates we charge at the other end. But why would you do that? We call it the Big C. So obviously you know it's ripping off. You mean cheating. Of course not. Capitalism, silly capitalism. Business, good business. What universe have you been living in? Oh, and naturally, we'll have to extract our interviewing a banker fee from you, and you came in the front door, so you're also up for our walking past the door fee. I hope you've got enough in your account, or we'll have to take further action. C for cheating. What nonsense. Sadly, I am now subject to further action. The Annual Money Bank is running these ads telling us if we've got the odd financial problem like not nearly enough of the hard earned, they understand and can help us. Which, given the only logical solution is having more money, I'm having a bit of trouble working out how they can help us. They're certainly not helping the borrowers they're ripping off on one hand and the depositors they're ripping off on the other. So we presume the ads have nothing to do with them. In other words, nothing to do with their customers. Fossil giant Woodside with profits celebrated its contribution to world record climate extremes across the globe. As a report showed, heat killed 61,000 people across Europe alone last year, and this year is even more unbearable, celebrated its contribution by threatening to sue long-haired commie greenies who released a stink bomb, a stink bomb, listener, in its Perth offices, criminals polluting its controlled atmosphere, the good corporate citizen claiming loss of the profits that come from its contribution to creating climate records. Some cynics might gasp at the arrogance of a major contributor to the destruction of the planet suing those trying to prevent that destruction by tossing a symbolic stink bomb. Worse, a few days later, turning up outside Woodside with Supremo Mega Neil Before Prophet's home, her sacred domain, and waking up the whole family. Waking them up. Noise pollution. Shame. Western True Blue Aussie Supremo Roger Cook the Planet expressed it beautifully, calling these trying to prevent that destruction extremists terrorizing poor Meg's family and telling us gas is good for us and for Western True Blue Aussie, and he can't understand why a great corporate like Woodside With is a constant target of extremists who oppose climate change. It is hard to understand, isn't it? We say top marks Woodside With for sensitivity and relativity. Sue them for all their worth, which we suspect is not a hell of a lot. And as coal prices soar and the New South Wales government is contemplating a super-duper obscene profits royalty increase, coal behemoth Glenn Rotten to the Core warned it against a, quote, revenue grab. Selfish, selfish government, which will put investment and associated jobs at risk. What a caring, caring company, and the extremes across the globe show just how badly Mother Earth needs more and more investment in coal. Newspaper ad appeared this week for a mob called Slater Burn Your Money, telling us just how wonderful they are at their line of business, which happens to be that most esteemed of occupations, debt collection. No collection, no commission, it advertises. We take the stress out of debt collection. Now we can be assured that wouldn't apply to the poor bastards they're chasing for the debt. Helping businesses for over 12 years and still going strong. 12 years. Wow. Seriously, I think we all owe our friendly debt collectors a debt for the invaluable role they play in the greatest little economic order of them all and their admirable courage, because everyone hates their guts. Thankfully, everyone loves caring employers, and the most pertinent and timely warnings this week came from our old mate Industry Profits Group Supremo Innes Will Cost the Workers, who sensibly dismissed socialist planned caring business class relations changes as slogans and myths, which worse, will do nothing to lift all important productivity. Productivity, productivity. See, Innes hates slogans and myths. The system is built on conflict, he saged, and caring employers know there is no conflict between caring employers and the lazy Aboriginal workers they so care about. Because unlike workers and evil unions, they know there is no such thing as class struggle. So obviously, just an inadvertent oversight caused by the complication of awards, which Innes also condemned this week, that Woolworths Trillions has been charged with underpaying 1,235 former workers their long service entitlements. Huge fines involved, but Innes's Victorian Industry Profits Group counterpart, Tim Papermoney, said the law needs to be careful about overreach here, that the bar for criminal action should be high. Good point, Tim. 1,235 workers, more than $1 million stolen, inadvertently, of course. So just clarify, Tim, how high should the bar be? After real-life train killer games showed yet again that train killing means train killing, our Minister for Train Killing and Being Offensive, Richard Malls, the bad guys, said they died making a difference. And I'm sure we all thought, what difference? Real-life train killer games, training to kill whoever our fatherland, the US of the UN of the US of the world, orders us to hate and kill. The only difference I could determine was they went from being alive to being dead. As the train killing practice continued, our close relationship with the USOB was typified by USOB Secretary for being offensive and train killing Lloyd Austin our pocket, who described the relationship as, "True Blue Aussie is on side with us. See a good loyal lackey. And we'll remain a close, good loyal lackey as long as we stay on side with the USOB. And right now, there's not the slightest risk of not being a good loyal lackey with our relevant acolytes from Big Supremo Anthony Albanese down, tongues coated in brown and black from licking the red, white and blue, while as the sundry ministers and secretaries for war and going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect got together to talk a bit of train killing and slaughter, the secretary for US of World State, blank in the head, said True Blue Aussie must understand the sensitivities of the US of over Julian Assange. A miracle in itself. It means one of the True Blue Aussies whipped up the courage to mention Julian Assange. Must understand the sensitivities of the US of. You must understand, he explained. We are sensitive to our war crimes being exposed. Like our very, very, very close friend being the only warmonger to drop nuclear weapons on civilian populations, commemorated this weekend on Hiroshima Day. Good morning.